ask a special blessing for those that are less fortunate than us, for those that don't have the freedoms of worship or a government that represents their interests. I pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge of our flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to award an invitation for bids for a 200,000-gallon elevated storage tank in Hampshire to McGuire Iron Incorporated for the base proposal in the amount of $849,120 for the construction of a 200,000-gallon steel leg above-ground tank, and proposal B for the hot mix surface for driveway in the amount of $12,775 for a total contract award of $861,895 with 300 calendar days until completion. It's funded by a Round 1 Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant from Hurricane Ike that's administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item B, it's consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 with LJA Engineering, Inc. on the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge overwash protection berm to increase the contract in the amount of $69,810.49 for additions to task 7 for archaeological investigation, and that is a Coastal Impact Assistance Program grant-funded project through the Texas General Land Office, and that's located in Precinct 3. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and moving on to County Commissioners, we can table item A on the burn ban. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to order to execute an order setting the juror pay schedule for fiscal year 2013 via addendum. Item C is to consider the county's commitment to the American Minimum Revenue Guarantee escrow account. Item D is to consider and approve out-of-state travel to Albuquerque, New Mexico for Judge Brannick for me to attend a meeting with U.S. Fish and Wildlife related to beach erosion project, and I will, do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. I'll say that the purpose of my trip to Albuquerque is to meet with U.S. Fish and Wildlife to Dr. Paul Tuggle, the Southern United States head, to attempt to obtain an easement across the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge that would allow us to, when we either obtain the funds or entered into a public-private partnership, can have the easement to build a roadway and to prevent beach erosion.
Air, make sure you pass back to the DA. I asked a question to him. Judge, did you do your report?
I did not. It is.
Judge, for the public, is the amount for the American Eagle minimum revenue guarantee, did you put that in the form of this agenda?
Suggestion is $250,000 for the minimum revenue guarantee, with $30,000 of that coming from hotel motel tax fund, and $220,000 paid into the escrow account via general funds, our capital fund, that's where Mr. Swain.
And Judge, would you also explain that the revenue guarantee I would be used?
If we are successful in meeting the requirements that American Eagle has placed upon the local entities to come up with approximately $1 million to $1.5 million in revenue guarantees, then American Eagle would begin flying 3 to 4 flights per day out of Beaumont Fort Arthur Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Dallas Fort Worth. It's my understanding that the flights would cost somewhere around $25 more than what a flight from George Bush to DFW cost. They would then, either monthly or quarterly, operating expense numbers, which we will discuss a little bit more later on with them, directly with them. And if not, they would draw from an escrow account that would be held at, in the name of Southeast Texas Air Service Coalition, LLC, a nonprofit corporation that it was used back in 2004 and will be reactivated for the purposes of, or is presently being reactivated by legal counsel to act as a, with representatives from every community to be on the board of this LLC to deal with American Airlines. And this is part of our commitment. We believe that tomorrow the Sabine Nature's Navigation District, the City of Beaumont, and some others will make decisions. We already have individual contributions coming in that I think are somewhere in the neighborhood of about $70,000 so far. More people that are going back to their boards and to their partnership management committees to discuss, and we expect that there will be a lot more communication, but we need to kick this off. That's we own the airport. We need to start out as a county. So that's my suggestion, is that we go with the 250 based on that allocation of hotel motel tax funds and general funds.
Judge, I'm with that. Patrick, I would like to add, when we get to budget, for us traveling for any department head, and if we have an airline service now, the judge would have to fly to all airports. But we really, on a serious note, need to take the leadership where if anyone is, after we secure this, anyone is going outside of this area and is air service, that they fly out of our airport. We have to show by example, and I think that's how we need to start any travel that's taking place that's being flown, unless there's some stipulation that will stop us from it.
I got a little something here at the end of County Commission. Oh, that's under airport. Okay.
What was the number on the juror pay? I haven't heard.
The number on the juror pay was $2 more, right, Ms. Rama? That was going to be reimbursed to us by the state. Our contribution at the county level will remain the same at $6, and the that pay will be contingent on state reimbursement. Is that correct, Mr. Ramos?
Yes, Your Honor, the state has been paying us 28. We pay the first $6, and we pay the first day only at $6, and then the state passed, the, of course, the last legislative session, a provision that they would kick in some money for the any subsequent days. So they agreed to, 2 years ago, or a year ago, $28 a day. Now they're going up $2 to $30. We will continue to pay our $6 on the first day. On the second day, then that will result in the state paying $30 and the county $6 kicking in, so it'll be $36 a day instead of $34. That's $2.
Very good. Any questions?
October 1st.
Thank you, Ms. Ramos. Any other discussion? Okay, then based on the $250,000 total allocation, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Airport. Item A is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the grant agreement for FAA AIP grant number 29 for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
No motion.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Did you have a question?
Yes, give us more information on this. How much is it? Does it have any match, anything along those lines? We need to know.
Yes, the total request is $1,067,335 from the FAA, of which $118,595 will come out of the airport's budget, which I believe I've programmed enough to cover that in the budget under capital items for the airport. It's a 90-10 split. Total grant is $101,185,955. Okay, the projects in here are going to be Judge, Commissioner, just add a little bit more on that. The vault that, that Alex is referring to was put in there in the 1950s. It's literally got, you know, it's really neat to go look at. You can smell the electricity when you walk in the room. So it's definitely in need of upgrade, and that's part of one of the plans that they have for the airport to get that out of that building and modernize it. So we're thankful to be able to get these kind of grant funds. This is something that I think, Judge, you mentioned about the air service and how commercial air service ties into our FAA grants and makes us eligible for these monies to trickle down to local government, so to improve our airport. So we're thankful for that.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Auditor. Item A is consider a budget transfer for MIS for the renewal of antivirus licenses in the amount of $1,700. Item B is consider a budget transfer for JP Precinct 7 for travel costs in the amount of $400. Item C, the budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance for utility costs in the amount of $6,500. Item D is budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 2 for additional travel costs in the amount of $100. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 371020 through 371259. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, is to consider approving contractual fees for services performed under Election Services contract with political subdivisions and political parties as prescribed by the Election Code. Do I have a motion on that? Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Do any discussion on that? And this is, we found that the county clerk has checked with many other counties, and has Ms. Goodness, and found that the typical charge for utilization of election equipment, and particularly this electronic voting machines and so forth, is 10% of the original cost as set forth in the Election Code, and that's what most of the counties were charging. We were not charging that, and because of the decisions that the courts made about working with the county clerk to make sure that she can do the elections for the cities and other special governmental entities in their area and the school districts that desire those services, that we'll be able to recoup the cost of that additional employee, and while at the same time costing the cities much less for them to, than it would cost for them to go out and use independent third-party contractors to do their elections. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item A, under County Treasurer, to receive and file the investment schedule for August 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement for the renewal of Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force application for fiscal year 2013. Have a motion.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, does anyone have anything to bring before the court or to the attention of the public without taking action?
Judge, I'd just like to make the public aware of those employees that possibly aren't. I don't see Constable Wiggins here, but his office is having a memorial service on the courthouse steps at 9 a.m. here at the courthouse tomorrow morning. There will be a 21-gun salute and some special invited guests. So the general public is certainly invited to come and participate in that if you'd like to. We'd like to see a big crowd there tomorrow if possible. Thank you.
Judge, I want to also reiterate, this Saturday we will have our first of two health fairs. It will be at May Jones Clark Elementary School on the 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is the annual health fair we've been doing for 10 years is take your loved one to the doctor days. And it is important that, and I've always said this, we are a considerably healthy county. And we're a wealthy county, so with that wealth and health, it all goes together. So we want you to come out and take advantage of these particular services that are provided for blood pressure check, diabetes screening, cholesterol, eye screening, and reading glasses, because all of us are getting of that age, we need reading glasses. But it is a plus for us. And not only that, we have an additional, Walgreens will be providing flu shots for those seniors with Medicare Part D, especially to the city employees and to the school district employees. That came on at the last second, so I have to work and see how we can get the county retirees a part of that also.